T-Mobile is pulling three levers at once, adding mid-band capacity in rural markets, forcing older plan customers onto 5G plans, and lighting up Nokia features that delivered 20% plus speed gains in tests, while SpaceX flirts with a retail mobile move.
Start with spectrum. What actually changed?
The FCC's first spectrum auction in 4 years, a re-auction of AWS-3, closed after 72 rounds, pulling in more than $3.5 billion. Verizon bid roughly $3.16 billion for licenses in 82 markets. T-Mobile won in 102 markets for about $277.78 million. AT&T took 10 markets for $120.77 million, per Light Reading's read of the FCC results. Verizon focused on big urban markets like New York, Chicago, and Boston. Analysts say T-Mobile's wins stitch a mid-band backbone through rural U.S., places where its 2.5 gigahertz layer can be thin. With FCC auction 113 closings in the books, payments are tight, 20% down by July 13 and final payments by July 27.
So, Verizon bought the big city muscle. T-Mobile picked up breadth on the cheap. How does that translate to the P&L?
Rural mid-band supports fixed wireless access headroom and steadier phone performance. That helps churn control and ARPA. It also offsets uncertainty around T-Mobile's $2.9 billion spectrum sale to Grain under Senate scrutiny. This auction is the flip side, acquiring, not selling, to shore up future capacity, even if that sale drags.
Capacity only helps if they monetize it. That's where the plan changes bite, right?
Right.
T-Mobile confirmed it's migrating customers on 3G, 4G era plans to newer 5G rate plans, whether they like it or not. A segment will see around $4 per line increases. Others less, some none, according to CMO Alan Sampson, speaking to Fierce Network. He framed it as unlocking full 5G features, better video, expanded international, larger hotspots, and said 100% of the audience is going to get more benefit.
What's the catch?
Two. First, no going back. Retired plans stay retired. Second, they're collapsing about 1,100 product and rate plan codes down to under 100. That simplifies billing and speeds rollouts, but it pokes at the old, only you can change your plan brand promise. If even a $4 bump hits price-sensitive families, churn risk rises.
Where's the cushion?
Network chiefs say there's a lot of capacity, and T-Mobile already counts nearly 9 million FWA customers, with a 15 million goal by 2030. If fewer plan codes mean features ship faster, they can upsell into higher tiers to offset churn with added value. The near-term test is operational. Plan retirement texts are rolling out now. Watch complaint volumes, downgrade avoidance, and postpaid ARPA over the next 1 to 2 billing cycles.
Okay, show me the performance lever. Are those Nokia gains real outside a demo?
Signals Research Group tested Nokia's 5G Advanced MU MIMO with zero forcing near T-Mobile's Bellevue campus in late April. By canceling inter-user interference when devices are close together, they saw meaningful double-digit throughput gains, generally greater than 20% versus legacy configurations. SRG says T-Mobile has it working pre-commercially and expects commercial deployment later this year. That's H2 2026. Because the features are Nokia-specific, T-Mobile will be the only big three carrier to run them, where it has Nokia gear. Best case, selective 20% plus downlink uplift without new spectrum. Constraints, it's Nokia only, and the rollout pace still isn't locked.
Put those pieces together for me.
Pair the AWS-3 rural ads with Nokia's MU MIMO uplifts, and you get a capacity story that doesn't rely solely on another giant spectrum event. The trade-off, the coverage gains are targeted, and the performance boosts land only in Nokia markets, so revenue lift depends on how fast they deploy and how smoothly they push customers onto richer 5G plans.
Competition check. SpaceX. Real threat or headline noise?
For now, more noise than threat. SpaceX won small uplink-only AWS-3 blocks in 2 markets and is exploring a Starlink-branded retail mobile service with a hybrid satellite terrestrial model. Light Reading notes, SpaceX would still need terrestrial spectrum at an MVNO or a massive build-out. Strategically, it's a new variable ahead of the FCC's upper C-band auction targeted by July 2027. If SpaceX bids there, it could create a fourth facilities-based actor in some geographies. Until then, watch for any MVNO filings or terrestrial build permits.
How's the tape reading all this?
T-Mobile shares closed Friday at $181.57, up 78 cents per IBT. The steady bid reflects continued subscriber growth and investor confidence in 5G execution and capital returns.
Any quick legal or community angles we should know?
2. A patent owner dropped its Federal Circuit appeal in the $253 million case against T-Mobile and Ericsson after a jury rejection, clearing an overhang. And T-Mobile awarded the final 26 hometown grants. Total program funding now tops $22.8 million across 500 rural projects in 49 states and Puerto Rico. Small dollars, but useful political and community capital.
The key question is whether T-Mobile can lift ARPA through forced plan modernization without denting net adds before those 5G advanced gains show up at scale in the back half of 2026. That's all for today.